Hi, this week we're continuing our study, Should You Come As You Are to Church? This is part two. Some churches have a message on their sign that says, Come as you are. If this means come dressed as you are, don't change your clothes and show respect to God by how you dress, if that is the message that's being communicated, then I disagree with this. The Bible doesn't teach this. The Bible teaches we should render to God the very best that we have. We should show respect to God by how we dress. But if come as you are refers to how people live their lives, what should we think about that? Should the church be encouraging people to come with their sins and their bad habits? Come as you are says to me, don't change. Don't worry about ever changing. Now, maybe I'm missing something here, but that's what it seems like it's saying to me. When churches say, come as you are, and they mean by that, we accept you just as you are, you won't have to change anything. What they're really saying is, in reality, we have no standards. Now, you think about that. No standards. When there are no standards, anything goes. In Judges chapter 21 and verse 25, the Bible says, In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. These were the dark ages of Israel's history. Everyone did what they thought was right. There were no standards. No one was expected to change. God warned his people not to act like this. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8, the Bible says, You shall not do as we are doing here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. Listen to that. It is forbidden for every person to do what is right in their own eyes. If someone who's living in sin wants to come to church and stop living their sinful life, if they want to change their lives and begin living the way God instructed them, then yes, these people are more than welcome to come, and the church will help them to change. The church is more than glad to help people quit their bad habits. But if come as you are means come with your sins and continue practicing those sins and we will accept you, then here is a church with no standards, allowing everyone to do what is right in their own eyes. And this is a travesty. This is wrong. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul said, If I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The church of Christ is the pillar and ground of the truth. This means the church of Christ upholds the truth of God's word. If you want to come to the church of Christ, and I mean the church which Jesus Christ himself built, Matthew 16, verse 18, then come expecting to change. God has standards, and he expects his church to uphold those standards. And rather than the church lowering her standards to draw bigger crowds, God expects people to change their lives to conform to the truth. Sometimes I hear of politicians who have their staff take polls, and these politicians want to know what the public is thinking, what the public wants. And after they hear what the majority of the public wants and what they think, that becomes what the politician is advocating. Unfortunately, this is what's happening in churches. They want to grow so badly that they are willing to take opinion polls, and whatever the majority of people think and want, then that's what the church begins to advocate. Well, this is simply wrong. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30, the Bible says, Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Now listen to that. God commands all men everywhere to repent. Repentance means change. God's not asking his church to lower any standards to accommodate what people think. God is calling on people to change their ways and conform to his unchanging word. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.